You already know what time it is. First of all, reminder to everybody, if you didn't hear it on the commercials, I'll be at Dudley's in Lithonia this weekend from 5 to 7. Be hooking that up. Come by and see me, Dos Equis, and everybody else put on a big party. I'll be watching Bama, Tennessee, the pregame for Georgia, Texas. And that kind of leads me to my mic'd up today when you look at the situation surrounding both Georgia and Alabama. Now, it's interesting this weekend, and obviously hear a lot from the Georgia fans here in Atlanta, but obviously still very, following the pulse of what Alabama fans are. And you guys, if I go to social media, if I go to the Reddit pages, if I go to any of the fan blogs, they all say the same thing on Georgia's page and Alabama's page. And it pretty much says we're going to get our butt kicked next weekend. Now, Alabama's facing off with Tennessee, number 11 ranked Tennessee, although, well, I didn't think Tennessee looked great this past weekend. Georgia obviously heading on the road to Austin, Texas to take on the number one team in all the land in Texas. Both of those teams really struggling seemingly defensively right now against some pretty good passing attacks from both those teams.
I would say the biggest concern then would be for Georgia fans this weekend. Tennessee, I feel like right now, it's not who they were, to start the season. So I don't know if you know what you're necessarily going to get out of them.
Yeah.
But the way Bama's been playing, I understand why there is concern, but I think, I don't know. I would say my biggest concern is if you're going against the number one team in Atlanta that has not even looked bad, even with their backup quarterback, who was really talented in Arch Manning. But now you have Quinn Ewers back. My concern would be for Dogs fans.
Yeah.
I'm not very impressed with Tennessee the last 2 weeks. They look like when you bring when Florida brings physicality to you and you don't respond, that's a problem for me. Because Florida has been a very unphysical team. They have been dominated up front until the last 2 weeks, honestly. And I thought they looked good against Tennessee. I was actually impressed with the progression. And I think Alabama's do one where they just come out and, run right through you. Now, the Georgia one, Georgia is a team that has struggled with identity. And it's funny because Georgia does not have the guys up front right now, to me, to beat Texas. I think Texas is better than Georgia on both sides of the trenches.
Yeah.
And I think that is a huge problem for a Georgia team.
Wow. I don't know when's the last time we said that about Georgia facing off with anybody.
I mean, look, I know that it's easy for me to say, and I'm like, oh, you just don't like Georgia. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't think there's a lot of Georgia fans that disagree with you right now.
Tell me I'm wrong.
If you were to say that about Bama right now, I don't know that a lot of Bama fans would disagree with you.
I think Texas is the best team.
Yeah.
I've wavered a little bit early in the season, but right now there's nothing about what I've seen from Texas that tells me they're not the best team in the country. Mm-hmm. They look physical. They impose their will. They can obviously win without their starting quarterback for a couple of games. I just don't know. I don't know what other team. You can't say that about Alabama right now. They haven't played the schedule Alabama has or Georgia that
Bama
matter.
Would be dealing with a nightmare without their starting quarterback right now. I will update. I told you guys a minute ago I had a poll out on Twitter. Right now, Georgia fans are winning that poll at 53% about being more concerned fan base heading this weekend. Like I said, 53% Georgia fans say they're concerned against Texas. 47% Bama fans saying that they're concerned for the matchup with Tennessee. Here's the way I see it. Both these teams are incomplete teams. Both these teams not as good as they probably have been the last few years. And obviously the coaching change in Tuscaloosa, a different dynamic it feels like in Athens right now for that team moving forward. You also have the fact hanging over their head that Nico Iamaliava is part of the Tennessee program, and he's leading that group right now. And also Texas is part of the SEC, and Georgia has that to kind of weigh on their minds in terms of their willingness to get back to the SEC championship game.
And in Nashville, I had a friend that's in the business as well, and they had tweeted out a question, is Vanderbilt the best team in Nashville?
Yeah.
And like in Tennessee, right now. And it got a lot of traction because they're coming off a key win over Kentucky. So
they
I don't know what
are.
That tells you about the state of Tennessee and what they think of their football team.
That would have been an easy game for Vanderbilt to just kind of lay back and ride the waves of what happened a week ago. And yet I thought they dealt with business in a big way. Mark Stoops kind of taking shots at the Kentucky fan base afterwards. He's like, Vanderbilt goes in and, NIL money buys them a whole new offense. Man, when we get that much NIL money at Kentucky, we'll be really doing some things,
too. This isn't the first time he's done this.
No.
He
tried to leave this offseason. He was going to head to Texas A&M, and that kind of got rebutted all the way around. So, it is interesting, man. I'll be watching both those games. Like I said, at Dudley's coming up this weekend, Lithonia. Or Lithonia, the way Dylan's been telling me to kind of say
Lithonia,
that.
Lithonia, yes.
I haven't spent much time down there, but excited to get on the road and see some people this weekend. It's going to be a couple of good matchups, and I know that both those fan bases not feeling terribly confident, man. So I'll be kind of weighing the pulse of that as we head towards this weekend, huge weekend in college football.